The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
He's not the Ben Harvey, he's the Ben O'Shea, who's probably very lauded in Manjimup.
I am. You know what? I would actually say that I am lauded in Manjimup because I went down there to cover the truffle kerfuffle.
Oh, and delish.
I literally was introduced to every single person down there in Manji.
Yeah, country hospitality.
Yeah, country hospitality. Mm-hmm. And wrote a few stories about it. So, yeah, like I'm the I got the keys to the town, basically.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Indeed.
I use it to get into the bakery and I get some jam donuts.
I'd like to. Can you use it to get into the Southern Roasting coffee shop to
get a smashed avo?
Yeah, and their croissants.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
One bloke that probably isn't going to get the keys to the town will be this Tambalup dude.
So this 45-year-old dude from Tambalup. Yeah. There's not many people in Tambalup,
no.
I don't think. He's been charged with driving under the influence after crashing his car. And this is always stupid. Like, if you drink and drive, you're a bloody idiot. You know that. And look, but if you're gonna have a few shandies and crash your car into something, maybe don't do it into the front of the Katanning police station.
No.
Like, you're making it pretty easy for the cops.
Yeah, that, and also Katanning really pride themselves on their main street and their buildings. The cop shop is lovely. That's, mate, you are looking at life there.
He crashed his station wagon into the front of the Katanning cop shop and he's fled the scene before
mate.
But the police heard a loud crash and sort of ran outside.
In my mind, they were like asleep. It was like 9 o'clock at night and they're just asleep at their desk.
Exactly. Not much happening in downtown Katanning on a Sunday night. Anyway, so he's taken off and then at some point, maybe sobered up a little bit, the adrenaline started pumping and he thought, you know what? I've just left my car in the front of the cop shop. I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to figure out who was driving it. And so he realised that he'd probably have the best chance of a reduced sentence if he came and handed himself in. So he went back to the scene of the crime and said, "Look, mea culpa. That's my station wagon, fellas.
Do you mind if I just reverse it? I've got to get to my Mensa meeting. We know whether he's been fined? Is he going to face court?
He's going to appear in the Katanning Magistrates Court on November 3. Keep an eye on that one.
He better be wearing his best dress shoes, for sure.
Exactly. I think he's in trouble.
Yes. Now, another WA council has spent, has raised some eyebrows with some money that they're spending.
Yeah, so the Shire of 2J, which I have to be honest, I don't think about very often, but I might spend more time thinking about what they're doing from now on because they spent nearly $6,000.
Wow.
So $6,000 of ratepayers' money.
That's a lot of ratepayer money.
That's a lot of ratepayer money. Chasing a $60 parking fine and... Which is...
Hang on, they have parking? You have to pay for parking in 2J?
Understand. I don't know how you could possibly get a parking fine in 2J. Like, isn't it basically the whole thing is a parking lot?
Rude, yeah. Or wouldn't you be want to encouraging people to go to 2J?
Yeah.
I don't want to go and pay for parking.
Yeah, but the worst thing about it was actually a mistake and they shouldn't have been chasing this person in the first place.
Oh, dear.
Which is how they ended up being done for their $6,000. But how about that? But it's obviously, you know, I believe that people should obey the parking rules. They're there for a reason, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's also a little part of my brain that is just so happy at this news that someone has gotten this parking fine and thought, you know, bugger this.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this one to court, which is something I've always dreamed of doing, even though I've very rarely been in the right.
Yeah, same. I'm never in the right.
But still, like, I'm like 15 minutes over and I'm like, you know what? I'm taking this. if I could get Dennis DeNudo to represent me,
indeed,
maybe I would have. I really applaud this person who's taken the Shire of 2J to court and won. It's a victory for the little person,
indeed.
Against the massive Shire of 2J,
and I hope that he is a 2J ratepayer as well, to add insult to injury.
Yeah, exactly.
So good, Ben O'Shea. Thank you so very much for joining us in the Wild West. We'll see you on the West Live tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.